What's up, sunshine? Time to get our minds right. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. We are halfway through the week and we're going to keep some momentum going because that's just what we do. Today is Wednesday, March 5th. Hashtag your word Wednesday. So listen up to see if the vocab word you submitted on my at Coy Wire social posts helped us write today's show. We start first by keeping an eye on a powerful March storm that's making its way across a large swath of the U.S. and bringing with it the potential for a wide range of hazards. The storm built up over the Rockies early Monday, strengthening and expanding to cover much of the central U.S. by Tuesday. As the powerful storm tracked east, it brought tempestuous winds, even unleashing tornadoes in parts of Texas. The storm even disrupted Mardi Gras parades on Tuesday in the south. Now the East Coast is on alert, as 24 million people from Georgia to Pennsylvania are under severe thunderstorm risk. Please stay safe and heed all warnings if you are in these areas. Now to the start of Ramadan, the holiest month of the Muslim calendar. Ramadan Mubarak to all who celebrate, or happy Ramadan. This year, from February 28th to March 30th, nearly 2 billion Muslims around the world will fast from sunup to sundown, so no food, drinks, or even water all day. At sundown each day, a big communal meal called iftar breaks the fast as friends and families come together. Ramadan doesn't fall on the exact same date every year because the Islamic calendar is lunar. It begins when the new moon is seen, changing the precise dates year to year. This year, the first day of Ramadan came as a fragile ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel hung in the balance. Our Muhammad Darwish shows us how amid all of the tensions in the region, thousands of Gazans were still able to come together for iftar to celebrate breaking the fast.
Among the rubble and ruins of destroyed buildings, Palestinians came together on the first day of Ramadan to break their fast. In Rafah, nearly 5,000 were seated together on long tables in an event organized by volunteers. It came a day before Israel announced it would stop the entry of all humanitarian aid into Gaza to pressure Hamas into accepting new terms for a temporary ceasefire extension, which the militant group had swiftly rejected. Israel says it wants the exchange of hostages and prisoners to continue without any commitment to end the war or withdraw troops. Hamas says that's a breach of the deal agreed to in Qatar.
Pop quiz, hot shot. Which of the following is the closest living relative to the rhinoceros? Antelope, hippopotamus, tapir, or elephant? Ding ding, if you said tapir, you are correct. It's a distant cousin of the rhino. Tapirs and rhinos are part of an order of related animals with an odd number of toes called pterosodactyls that also include horses and zebras. We're going to take a look now at a unique approach to wildlife conservation in Africa, where a team of conservationists is saving rhinos using science. Three of the world's five rhino species are critically endangered. Much of the threats against them come from human poaching for rhino horns. See how this inventive project is using radioactive material to save the endangered species.
In 2021, Professor James Larkin founded the Rhizotope Project, aimed at reducing rhino poaching by incorporating radioisotopes into rhino horns.
And this is like putting a huge, very bright light into the horn of a rhino. Obviously, our eyes can't see it, but the detectors see this bright light, and it can shine through the walls of a container, through the walls of a suitcase.
This method is designed to devalue the horns in the eyes of poachers and to enhance detection of illegally trafficked horns. It also needed to be safe for the rhinos.
So the main question would be, how much radiation can we use to make sure that the animal's safe? And we determined a specific level that we could use that was both safe for the rhino and that could be detected by modern security systems.
We're giving these rhinos the equivalent of about two CT scans a year. So that's the levels of dose that we're planning to give. And my belief is there will be no harm to these animals.
The radiation levels being read are what will determine the effectiveness of a key part of the plan, limiting movement of poached rhino horns across international borders.
If this alarm goes off, you might find there's rhino horn, there might be lion bone, there might be ivory, because so often there will be other contraband as well. And one of the most important partnerships, I think, is the Nuclear Energy Corporation of South Africa. Well, they've helped me develop the isotope. Whenever I've spoken to people and said, look, this is what we're doing, can you help? It's like, before I've finished asking the question, the sleeves have been rolled up and it's, yes, how can we help? We're working with animals which are under threat of extinction. So you've got to be darn careful that anything you do with these animals ain't gonna harm them, because the whole idea is to, you know, allow them to live, to breed, so, you know, the children and our grandchildren and see these animals in the wild.
Furniture flipping is a viral side hustle dominating the DIY community, inspiring people to transform old, unwanted pieces into extra income.
It was February 2022, and I was hit with a $10,000 dentist bill. And at the time, I had no money because of our move and no way to pay for it. I picked up a piece. I think I paid about $65 for it. It was a cute little nightstand, and I put legs on it. I made it into a liquor cabinet, and I sold it for about $200. Had all the supplies now, so I just kept going.
In just 5 months, Lily Skodal was able to pay off her entire bill. Now, she and others are sharing their successful flips on social media.
I need a vacation, and I'm going to use a stressor to pay for it. So furniture like this usually sells pretty well, and I need it too if I'm going to Punta Cana.
When I was working my office job, I made about $1,250 every 2 weeks, but I learned that just by flipping 3 or 4 pieces every 2 weeks, I could completely replace that income.
I'm a single mom, so finding the way to bring in additional income for me and my son that didn't require me to lose time with him, that was a big one for me. I wanted to do something that I could also incorporate him with me.
Americans are embracing side hustles like furniture flipping to make ends meet. A recent Bankrate survey found more than 1 in 3 people rely on a side hustle for extra income, bringing in an average of $890 a month.
I find most of my furniture on Facebook Marketplace, estate sales, garage sales, thrift stores, basically anywhere and everywhere I'm looking. I look for pieces of furniture with not a lot of damage because time is money and supplies are money.
I think people's financial situations kind of make them interested in reusing furniture because I have found pieces aren't the same quality today as they used to be. As time goes on, you kind of spot what is solid wood and what isn't, what's kind of veneer. There's always stamps of different brands you can research to kind of know where it's manufactured.
Creating content around furniture was never ever in my cards. However, I have been able to generate sales with my product recommendations, tutorial videos, brand deals, other avenues that I wasn't thinking about initially. I do think furniture flipping is something that anyone could do if they wanted to. It is a lot of work. And so if you're making money doing something you really enjoy and then also creating pieces that people can love and put in their own home, it makes it worthwhile.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 is a wall of dust that brought one town to a halt. These types of extreme dust storms are called haboobs, and they can last for hours. This massive wall of dust and debris driven by strong winds engulfed parts of New Mexico and Texas, forcing thousands to shelter indoors. Officials even closed some highways since the visibility in the storm was near zero at times. All right, big congrats to our friends up in Erie, Pennsylvania at Strong Vincent Middle School for submitting our vocab word of the day, tempestuous, an adjective meaning characterized by strong and turbulent or conflicting emotion or very stormy. Well done. Thanks for making us smarter today. Rise up. And our shout out today goes to Salt Lake, Hawaii, the Mustangs at Moanalua Intermediate School. Aloha. Thanks to all of you for subscribing to our CNN10 YouTube channel, submitting those shout out requests. Thanks for making us part of your day. You know, happiness isn't something we have to chase or create, y'all. It's right here, right now, whenever we choose to embrace it. I'm Coy. You are awesome. I'll see you right back here tomorrow on CNN10.